Here I am at the Lincolnshire Show, and with me is Sean Wagstaff, who teaches on the BA Special Effects Makeup Design for TV, Film and Theatre, which is a mouthful, Sean, but tell us, what is the degree all about?
The degree is mainly about getting students into film, television, theatre, and any of the media that requires any kind of sort of special effects makeup. We tend to sort of move away from the fashion-based stuff because there's plenty of other places doing that. And this particular college specialises in more into the prosthetics, creature design, sort of more 3D type element of the business.
Okay, all sounds very exciting. So more and more people tend to see films now where a lot of special effects is used. So you are training people to enter that industry. Is there a big need for people?
It's not a huge need. It is a very, very specialised business. And obviously since the advent of digital manipulation, the business has got smaller. But there will always be a requirement for some quality students and some quality work within film. And we now run alongside digital effects now. And we sort of work with them, and you know, that they advance movement in a lot of our things. So, yeah, we all work together, and it's going to be an essential part of television and film for many years to come, hopefully. I'm flying the flag for the man in the rubber suit. Let's keep it going. Doctor Who, for example, is a really, really good idea, example. And if you actually do speak to a lot of younger people nowadays, they actually do notice when a creature is digital only. It looks soulless.
Yes.
There's no life in it. The shadows are not very good. There's no feeling with it. And everybody does pick up on it. Mm-hmm. So if we can produce something by hand that's better, then we'll keep on doing it.
Brilliant. Now, we're obviously down here in the Grimsby Institute tent because this is where the course runs from Grimsby. What's your background then? What did you do?
Well, as a kid, I always wanted to be a monster on Doctor Who. And now I actually look like one now as I'm getting older. But in those days, it was a very difficult closed business, very difficult to get into. And so I just started doing little bits for myself on the side while working shifts in Grimsby for many years. Then built up my own business working as a freelance makeup artist. I found a college at Retford that successfully got me through all the qualifications that were available at the time, which were a lot lower than what we're offering here.
Okay.
So after that, I was still working for myself. And then I got into teaching because I thought, well, this can probably go to a higher level. Mm-hmm. And since then, I set up a foundation degree with a top-up degree at Bradford College. I was there for 10 years. But I live near Grimsby, so it made sense to contact this college and try and set it up, you see.
Fantastic, so, that's brilliant.
In other words, come home and do a specialist area in the part that I particularly like.
So. Brilliant. Well, you're here today, obviously, doing different cuts and bruises and weird and wonderful things on people,
yes.
Aren't you? So,
yes.
But if people do want to know more about the course, they can obviously ring Grimsby on 01472 315 550 or visit the website, which is grimsby.ac.uk. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.